Welcome to the very first episode of Jesus, Joy, and Just a Little Chaos. We're so glad you're here. This is a space for faith-filled parents, especially those raising kids with special needs, who are looking for hope, laughter, and a reminder that you're not alone.
In this episode, we are diving right into the chaos. What this podcast is all about, why we started it, and how we can find Jesus and joy in the middle of the messiest moments of parenting. So grab your coffee and join us as we learn to embrace the chaos together, because God's grace meets us right where we are. Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jen.
And this is Jesus, Joy, and Just a Little Chaos.
Welcome to our first episode, guys. We're so excited.
We're excited to be able to start and get the ball rolling. Have had some things come up, but here we are.
We're excited. We're really excited. And I think that's a good lead in to kind of introducing ourselves and why we wanted to do this podcast, why we felt led, and why we feel like it's part of our ministry. So I think I'll talk about our history and our kids a little bit. We've been together for 4 years and married a year in October. We are a blended family of 8. We have 6 kids. The oldest 4 are mine from a previous marriage, ages 19, 16, 12, and 9. Zach has a daughter from a previous relationship who is 5, and we have a 2-year-old together. In terms of special needs, we have 3 children diagnosed with autism, and our youngest is going through the evaluation process as well. Both boys, 19 and 12, are high functioning, and our daughter, 16, is more severe on the spectrum and also non-vocal. Aside from just managing the chaos of our circus, as we affectionately like to call it, we both do have professions. Zach is a firefighter for a local fire department, and I am a behavior technician for children on the autism spectrum. Surprise, surprise. And managing a large family, their schedules, their therapies, their appointments, our jobs can be quite a challenge, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's a lot. Our kids are involved in a lot, and Jen and I both believe in experiences for all of the children. One thing that our, I'm going to say her name because she'll come up a lot. Our nonverbal daughter, her name is Bella, and Bella and I have formed a beautiful relationship together. We go and do things together. Mom goes and does things too, but mommy doesn't like trail walking. But Bella, we have found out, she likes to do that and go take the dogs for a walk. And we try to find as many things as possible to have her included. We recently just got her in adaptive t-ball, so she's playing a little bit of baseball. And it's just a blessing to have a child like that, because Bella and I have a relationship without words. I know she loves me without telling me. I can know how she's feeling without her saying anything. You know, and we've worked on sign language together. It's a blessing. Most people are like, oh, that must be real hard. Not really at times yet. It's stressful, but it's not hard. It's a blessing. And, you know, something that Jen has said that I really think is true is God doesn't put anything on you that you can't handle.
I think that we feel very blessed. When considering our faith, we tend to look at our situation in a really positive light. Like Zach said, oftentimes people look at us in a sympathetic way and have a lot of questions about how do we do it? Why do we do it? Why don't we consider, you know, residential facilities and things like that? Because there are difficulties, as any special needs family is aware of. But we choose to take the approach of what God must think of us to allow us to provide care for his children, ultimately, that he knew would need special attention. And so we feel blessed and we rely on God wholeheartedly. God and coffee are basically what we run on a daily basis.
That's what she runs on. I like tea, by the way.
So putting it in a God context for us, definitely helped shape our view of parenting and our view of special needs parenting. It certainly requires a lot of adapting, and that's a subject for another episode, certainly, but we're blessed.
So how each of us came to faith. I, growing up, my mother has been in churches. My father wasn't. My parents were split. So, you know, I sort of was raised in the church and sort of not. And I went through a lot of things. And I asked God before I met Jen, I said, you know, God, if you're out there, just I just need a woman that's going to love me for me and always be there for me and make me the man I need to be, or help me, help shape me.
Is this a true story?
Yes, it is a true story. So when Jen and I got together, I had a lot of faults, you know, and I've overcome a lot of things with her, and we've both overcome a lot of things. You know, I don't smoke cigarettes anymore. I used to smoke cigarettes from age, I'll say consistently, age 14 to age 30, what was it, one? Yeah, 31. In November, it'll be a year, so I'm not going to do the math. I'm not good at math. So being with Jen, she kind of pushed me. She was like, God loves us, and always was like, don't forget about God. And after I quit smoking and whatnot, I started to see him more. I started to realize how much he's doing for us and how many times he has come through for us. So it just kind of lit up a fire in me. And for the past few months, I've been growing deeper and deeper into my relationship with God. And Jen and I have become part of our church and also serve. But that's how I came to faith and where I am now. What about you, babe?
That's really great testimony. It was a little different for me. I was raised Catholic. I made my confirmation, my first communion. And I attended church with my grandfather most of my life. As a young adult, I came to find that the Catholic faith just wasn't fitting so well for me. I moved over to attending churches that were non-denominational but Christian-based. And I found that that was much more suited to the way I worshiped. And over time, I started feeling the stirring from God about baptism. I was called to baptism. And for all the reasons that people typically don't obey, largely for me, it was fear of accountability, I kind of pushed that calling away. And when my daughter was a year old, my fourth child, my daughter and I were in a car accident. And I had just been to church the previous Sunday where there was a call for baptism and I ignored it. We were driving to a pediatrician appointment and we were in a terrible car accident. The vehicle was completely totaled and the airbags deployed, and in pretty much any typical situation would have expected that my daughter and I were significantly harmed, but we weren't. There was nothing wrong with my daughter, who was in an infant car seat, and we were actually hit on her side of the vehicle. And as for me, other than some burns from the airbag deploying, I was fine. And in that moment, God spoke very loudly to me that I was being called to obedience. That following Sunday, I was baptized. I haven't looked back since. And that has been the greatest blessing of my life. My relationship with God continues to grow. Firmly planted in my church. This is a newer church for us simply because we've moved a couple years ago and had a little difficulty finding somewhere that felt right to us. But I love our church. I love our pastor. And I just continue to grow in faith.
So Jen and I are also very involved in our community. People are like, how do you find the time? Well, you know what? God gives you the time if you're really led to it. So I coach our son's soccer. I help co-coach, you know, assistant, I guess. Yeah, because Jen is the head coach when it comes to softball. But I help with the softball. And that's pretty much what I do community involvement wise. What about you, babe?
we stay pretty busy overall. I coach soccer as well for our daughter's team. I coach softball. We both serve in ministry at the church, several of them. We can't just seem to do one thing at once. We also coach t-ball through the same organization that we coach softball in, not because we have a child playing in that area, but often there's a need. There are many parents who refuse to get actively involved, so we fill that need when necessary. We both volunteer with the 4-H club local to our county. Our kids love 4-H. We have volunteered in our not-so-existent spare time with the Girl Scouts. Our daughter participates in that. We just believe that staying active is for the benefit of kids. Idle hands are the devil's work.
Yes, that and screens and electronics. That's another segment.
So one of the things that I think is important to address is the reason that we wanted to start this podcast to begin with. We know as neurodivergent parents that often there isn't a whole lot of support out there. I think family and friends try their best to understand. They try to sympathize with your situation. But neurodivergent families, we really can deal with feelings of isolation quite frequently. Your lifestyle is so much different than typical families that I think it can become really difficult to gain the support you need. We feel like we have a lot of experience, a lot of information, and a lot of resources to offer because we know what it's like to be left just sort of alone. Oftentimes, Zach and I really only have Zach and I to depend on. And we wanted to create this podcast to give parents a safe space to talk about the issues they face as special needs parents and hopefully just be a blessing to our audio community.
And also just to build a community, because we are building social media pages so that way we can build a community wherever you are and you can feel heard and access at almost any time, because if you're like us, it can be any time of the day that we're up because something happens, you know, even as just regular parents, you're up, but more so we're up quite a bit.
Well, they do say that the stress levels of special needs parents are comparative to that of soldiers that have been in combat. It's a very serious thing. It comes with a multitude of emotions, and we just feel like the more support that's out there, the better. One thing we're looking to do in the podcast is to create a sharing space. So we do have, as Zach mentioned, social media handles, access to emails, and we want to develop a time at the end of each podcast that we can share some of those with and from our community and our listeners. So at the end of today's podcast, we'll drop all of our social media information. We'd love for you to send us questions, comments, any sort of feedback, and share your story as well. We'll be featuring any shared stories given. We'll be featuring those weekly as well.
Yeah, we would love to hear your testimony because it shows people that, you know, we're doing this podcast, but it's not much without the community behind it and other people joining the conversation. So that's what we're looking forward to. And that's why I think you can agree why God has led us to do this, because it's not for us. It's not for us to go, oh, look at us. It's for people that are struggling, because we have also felt so alone. And we understand the fact that, you know, you may have family, but they don't understand. And they sometimes family can either embrace it or they stray away because they don't understand, or they're scared, or they're worried about ridicule, or whatever it is. So I just want to say I'm here for you. I'm sure Jen's here for you in any capacity that we can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've spent many, many a night up until 4 o'clock in the morning with screaming, melting down children. And one thing I think you'll find about us is that we're pretty real. We don't really hide the struggles we face. We have faced immense financial hardship as a result of constant medical needs. We have faced marital hardship. We are in marriage counseling today, to this day, to continue to strengthen our relationship and our communication, because our lifestyle doesn't allocate the traditional time that a couple would have to connect again. Our lifestyle is go, go, go. We run from dawn until dusk. And so we have to be cognizant all the time of keeping our relationship in check, making sure our communication is open, monitoring life's frustration and not taking it out on our children, which admittedly does happen. And as Zach mentioned briefly earlier, one stressor we're going through currently is the potential diagnosis of our 2-year-old son. We've been facing that, and the way that men and women process and deal with those situations. For Zach, although he is most certainly concerned, he's definitely a little more accepting and open of that diagnosis. For me, although I have a tremendous amount of experience in this area, it's an internal guilt. Is it something I did wrong? I didn't work hard enough on social skills. I didn't spend enough time doing ABCs. And I think those are notable things, and just some of the topic areas that we can touch on and areas that we can support in.
Yeah, I agree.
Although this is largely a special needs podcast, we really want to be able to share God's grace in the messy moments. And so we will be sharing biblical encouragement, scripture that we think is relevant to the things that we talk about. Because for anyone that is faith-based, God's grace is the solution. It is the answer. And so although this isn't necessarily tagged as a religious podcast, it is something that we feel passionate about and something we will consistently discuss. And to that end, when we were looking at our introduction today and what we were going to talk about.
If I could interrupt you for one moment, because I'm neurodivergent and I will forget. I just want you to know that we would love to hear scripture that has helped you through a rough time. And then also to a point that Jen was talking about earlier, when you have children like we do, or if you have a numerous amount of children, you don't get that time to spend with your partner. So it's one of those things that it's hard to get out and do anything together. You know, like it's not easy. I think the last time we've gone out, just Jen and I, for an actual date night for a few hours, it's been,
that's
what, a year?
Happened ever?
Like a year ago. We have an older son, but we can't have him just watch the kids for hours and hours. So that's something we understand as well.
Yeah, he's often left providing childcare. He's 19 and he's an incredible blessing to our family. He's what allows us to maintain the crazy schedule we do. But he is often so tied up with appointments and therapies, looking while we take kids to those appointments, he's at home with the others. So we have to utilize our resources for the necessary things and can't often take advantage of the opportunity to have him providing childcare just so we can have time to connect alone. So I think at this point we'd like to share a Bible verse that has encouraged us. Hopefully it'll do the same for you. We find great comfort in 2 Corinthians 12:9. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest in me. I know for me, that is significant in terms of my getting through every day. It is through God's grace and mercy that I am able to maintain my sanity in the day-to-day circus. I don't really have a better word to describe it, that runs through our household every day. What are your feelings on that? How does that relate to you?
So for me, it kind of, I like the, my power is made in perfect weakness, that our weakness Amen. Is power in Christ. With God, our weaknesses are strength, and that we want to boast more gladly about our weaknesses than our strengths, because the glory is to God, and also we are imperfect humans, and that's something Amen. That we all tend to forget at times, is we try to be perfect, and that's not how we were designed, and that's not what God expects of us. We're supposed to follow, but of course we're gonna stumble. We, as parents of kids with special needs, we feel like outcasts. We feel like we're not part of the herd a lot, because it's also hard to find churches that are truly accepting of special Amen. Needs.
Yeah, that is difficult.
You know, we have gone to a few churches where they were like, what do you mean a special needs spot for kids? And that's why we aim to also try to bring light to the Christian world, that it's needed for these parents.
It's a ministry for yeah. sure. And it's something that's so important. Inclusivity for special needs children, special needs adults, neurodivergence, I mean, any of it, inclusivity is needed. And one thing about this scripture that speaks to me is sufficient.
Yep.
When we talk about sufficiency as a parent, period, but certainly as a special needs parent, you can often feel inadequate. It is very easy to feel like you haven't done enough, you haven't taught enough, you haven't been to enough therapies, you haven't seen enough doctors, and that their issues are a direct result of your actions. Inadequacy is something I struggle with to this day. God says that he is sufficient, and I was made in his image, so I am sufficient.
Christ's power may rest on me. That's what we have all the time. Christ gives us power to push through the day to day. It is God that's what's getting us through. Now, I'm neurodivergent, and I do take medications, but guess what? God is what actually brought me to even be accepting of taking medicine. He was like, hey, you need a little extra help. So it's one of those things that it's great to know we have power through Christ always.
Amen. So, question, Zach. As a non-biological parent, what would you say is the most challenging part of raising special needs children?
That is a tough one. That's hard for me, because I love them just as if they're my own. So I don't see many challenges, except for people kind of, I feel like people give me more credit than I'm due. And a lot of people are like, oh no, you're worthy of the credit. Well, you know, God put me here because he wanted me to be here, and he knew that I needed to be in these children's lives. That's why I'm here.
Did you have any hesitation about raising four children that weren't biologically yours?
Honestly, not really. I've always, since a kid, I wanted to be a dad. So, like, my younger years, I'm like, I'm going to be a dad, and I'm going to have a wife and big, happy family, you know, so.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the financial burdens, the time burdens, or do you ever, we know that God calls us not to be resentful, but how do you fight resentment when you are often picking up the pieces for a somewhat absent biological parent?
So it's kind of hard. I give freely and with an open heart. You know, a lot of times I'm like, oh, if I didn't have all of this, I'd have so much more money, you know. But I think all parents think that, whether you're a step parent or not. We're like, oh, you know, if we didn't have all these kids, we could be taking this trip to Cancun or whatever. As for picking up the pieces for another parent, to me, it's a responsibility to financially take care of a child that you've created. And when you don't help in any way, it's pretty messed up. Because my daughter, I don't get to see her very much, and I try to help out financially, and I'm always met with, nope, I'm good. So a lot of men, I feel, don't realize how lucky they are to have an ex-partner that's willing to work with them, willing to let them see their father, because that's not always the case.
Yeah, that can be a really difficult set of emotions to navigate, definitely.
So, question for you, because something we've recently talked about.
Sure.
How does it feel when one of your biological children are more attached to their non-biological parent, aka Bella?
Oh, that one's tough. It's a double-edged sword, definitely. I'm so thankful that she's bonded to you. I'm so thankful that she relates to you. But there's a certain, I wouldn't go as far as to say resentment, right? But certainly it feels a little like, I'm so glad I gave birth to a child that prefers you to me. It can definitely stick in the craw just a little bit. But again, it's double-sided. It's a huge blessing. It shows how much mercy you have. It shows that she recognizes something in you that she doesn't recognize in any other person. I know my daughter loves me. She just certainly doesn't prefer me.
So I guess I want to ask you this question. Do you think we should do a segment on parenting styles?
Oh, an episode on parenting styles? 100%, yeah.
Because I would love to hear different father opinions and a different mother opinions. Because from what I've gathered, even though it's hard for me at times, is we need each other because a mother is more nurturing and a father is more strict and stern and a teacher, I guess, in a more harsh way. And the duality of that is important, but I would love to hear what people think is needed or when it's too much.
I can definitely say that you're ruining the surprise for episode 4. That's a subject already coming down the line. In true man fashion, if you had read all the notes, you'd know that. Definitely, I think it's something really important.
Oops, I did read that.
With all that being said, at this point, I think we would love to invite you guys to join our community in whatever way is best for you. We would certainly love to have you. We'd love to start building this community. Obviously, subscribing to the podcast, we would love to have that. Our Facebook at Jesus, Joy, and Just a Little Chaos. Our TikTok, JJC Podcast. Instagram at Jesus_Joy_Chaos_Podcast. And our email at JesusJoyChaosPodcast@gmail.com.
So I'm going to take this time before we close to say a little prayer. If you can, if you're not in your car, please don't bow your head and close your eyes if you're in your car. Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity to share and build a community. Thank you for bringing Jen and I together and helping us find the church that we're in and putting a fire in Jen's heart to get this started and then lighting a fire under me as well to get going with it. And we just hope that you guide us in this so it follows what you want people to see, hear, and find from this podcast. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for spending this time with us. As you step into whatever today holds, may you be reminded that God's grace is sufficient and His strength is made perfect in our weakness. You're not alone in this journey. Until next time, be gentle with yourself and rest in His peace. And may God bless you.